secret of the sunshine, good day every day. The mother peacock doesn't show the father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always credit given. The lion reigns throughout the land, king of the jungle. Returning to his den, he finds the stars have fallen falsely. Good day, every day, soon the clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine, good day, every day. Good day, every day, soon the clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine, good day.
All right, 7, 8 minutes after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the studios of Tarleton State University's radio facilities, KTRL and KXTR. Jewel is the co-host of the program. Got a couple of more things up our sleeve.
Yes.
And this hour, you are in a movie playing June Carter Cash.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you done in the movie department? How do you like doing those sorts of things?
You know, I was really lucky when I was about 20 to do an Ang Lee film called Ride with the Devil. And then as I looked at pursuing
What was that about? I don't know that.
It was a Civil War movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I play a young Civil War widow.
Singing?
No, it was
just
a serious drama.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
Did you have training or you just decided I want to do some acting? How did that come about?
I had wanted always to do acting and had the opportunity with one of the best directors in the world, very respected, and so I was very excited to be given the opportunity and very scared and overwhelmed.
Really?
He sort of walked me through it.
Scared in what way?
You know, I'm a perfectionist. I hate doing things I'm not good at.
When's your birthday?
And to do them terribly public. Gemini. I'm a Gemini.
Oh,
May 23rd.
Do you know where
so
your rising is in your...
I'm a Gemini moon,
yes.
I think.
Really?
I don't know what my rising is. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you know where your moon is and where your rising sign is, it helps with the actual birth. I think you'd tell more, actually, from those sorts
those
of things.
Sorts of things.
Roberta Fasinelli is also here with us on Good Day.
I'm also a Gemini.
Wonderful.
Are you? But do you know where your rising sign is and where your moon is?
I know where my moon is. I'm sitting on it, but
yeah,
I'm not sure about my rising sign.
So movies hold a different sort of challenge. Will you do more? Do you want to do more? Would you like to do playing June Carter Cash? Seems natural because you can sing and act at the same time.
You know, for me, it was really just about it was a role of a lifetime for me. It was a dramatic role for a female that wasn't just playing somebody's girlfriend. You know, you go through the ups and downs and upheavals of her life, and it was really dramatically challenging. And it was the first time I really enjoyed it. I wasn't just totally terrified this time. I actually kind of got the bug and would love to do more.
Did you tell your agent at CAA to look for more parts
for
you?
And he's like, you don't live here, and you hate auditioning. So and I was like, I know, but I want more to land in my lap, like this one did.
Right. All right, so let's pursue that a little bit. Joining us now on the line is actress Valerie Harper, who is probably known most as Rhoda Morgenstern on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Valerie, it's great to have you on Good Day. I want you to say hi to Jewel, who's here with me, and Roberta Fasinelli. Jewel has been singing her way into our hearts and having a conversation.
Yes. Hello, Jewel. And,
hi.
Doug, of course. I'm in a very bad area, but you hear me clearly?
Are you on a cell phone?
No, it's supposed to be a landline, anyway, I can hear you now. I've run to the window.
You know what?
And who's the other young lady?
Another young lady is Roberta Fasinelli. So you have Roberta and Jewel and Doug.
Roberta, Jewel, and Doug. Okay, hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm chuckling because we're all so attentive to the Consumer Electronics Show and all the gadgetry, and everybody's puffing and huffing about the latest, and we still have cell phones that are, if you're not in the right place, you can't get, I can't tell you, I'm driving across the country, Valerie, and about 4 or 5 hours a day, I'm having a hard time, especially going across Texas, finding where there is good cell connection. It's
really
kind of amazing.
Texas particularly not good?
Yeah, well,
what the heck?
Maybe build big distances, maybe. Anyway, I can hear you all clearly. Well, all right. Although I don't think I heard Roberta yet.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay,
hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm good. Is it you that was talking about the role of a lifetime?
No, it was Jewel, actually, who was talking about.
Okay, great. I know what that is like.
What do you think is the role, the best role of anything that you have done? I, by the way, have sort of been a fan of yours. I like the way this, I don't want this to sound sexist. You carry yourself wonderfully well. Is that, is that a horrible thing to say? There's something about your I'm going to stick my foot in my mouth here if
sure,
I keep
go
going.
Ahead.
Because, well, every once in a while I say things that I probably when
do
I...
Do you mean her physical carriage?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
My what carriage?
Physical carriage.
Yeah.
Physical carriage.
Well, you seem to be attentive to, at all ages of your career, you've been attentive to your physical well-being. How's that? Is that tactful enough?
Oh, sure. You mean...
You look like you take care of yourself. Yeah.
If that's what you're talking about, try to manage weight and run and keep yourself together. And I'm married to a wonderful man who used to, years ago and still through his life, has been a physical trainer and an expert and wrote a book about fitness.
Right,
so
okay.
I have a, as Paul Newman once said to me, he said he grabbed me. I was directing me in a thing called The Shadow Box, a wonderful movie. They used to have a Hallmark. The girls don't know this one, but it was a very wonderful ABC series. And he grabbed me by the lapels one night. We were having dinner with Joanne and my husband. He said, "Do you, Harper, do you know how lucky you are to be living with a trainer? I have to get in the car and go places." And, you know, and it's true. I think I would be 600 pounds if I wasn't married to Tony all these years.
So, Jewel, I wonder how you... Yeah, Jewel's husband is a famous rodeo personality.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh God. In what area?
Oh, gosh, no, I don't think... my husband can eat anything he wants and never exercise, and he has muscles rippling
out of
his
cheeks.
Oh, he's
just one of those... Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's
disgusting. Got it. And so she lives with an athlete also.
Yeah, I do.
And that probably, the atmosphere, the attitude probably keeps the attention to
it. I think it does. I really do. It certainly helped me. And it's been over, God, my God, we're close to 35 years now. But, you know, it's a blessing. Are you married, Roberta?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
For 39 years.
Are you married to an athlete?
couch potato.
This guy is the furthest thing from an athlete that you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. But that's okay.
Close.
She loves him.
Not even close.
Well, but it is. It's about that. It's about, I think there's a lot of self-esteem issues that go with that. Don't you? I mean, I'm looking at Jewel, but I'm speaking to Roberta and to Valerie Harper. The idea of what you want to feel like yourself. Never mind what other people think of the way
that's
you look.
That's really the key. And then sometimes the brownie is senior to that.
Yes, but I have a saying that goes, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Yes, that's great. I know that one. That's great. And it's true. It really
it's
is
It's not
true.
Always true.
And right
sometimes
now, I have lost weight. not really for a part, but I'm doing a part, and I'm also with the book coming out. I had no idea there would be so much publicity. But then I said, Valerie, you're in this business a long time. You watch television. You see Office on every show. Why did you think you would not be there? So, but I'm happy to talk to you guys. I had no idea we'd have a little chat, a little coffee clutch.
The best laid plans of mice and men sometimes are the things that
Hello?
You don't expect. Can you
Hello?
Hear us all right?
What happened?
Who knows what's going on
Hello?
Now? Can you see? Now we have a little disconnect. Michael.
No, I'm good. I'm good now.
You okay
I'm
now?
Out the window.
All right. So you're on Cougar Town these days. How are you liking
oh, no,
that?
That's... No, I'm not on Cougar Town. That must be another gorgeous brunette. I'm not on a TV show at the moment. I'm doing a play that I was nominated for a Tony just 2 years ago, and I was playing Tallulah Bankhead, an old-time, fabulous, outrageous actress who was quite a character, and that I was nominated for that, and now we're doing a tour of that. At the same time I'm releasing my book, I wrote a, for most people know me from the old days, not the kids, but, and then I also am releasing The Simpsons on the 13th, I think it's playing, 13th of this Sunday.
Yeah. Or so you become a guest voice?
What was that?
What a horrible connection. This this kind of stuff drives me nuts because I really want to get to the heart of what is going on with you, and we can't because of these horrible phone connections.
If I stay by the window, I think it's okay.
All right.
I think so. I'm going to try that.
Just stay put. Tell us about your being a guest.
I wonder who you think, maybe, I don't know. And I've seen the show a few times, but and there's a lovely girl on it that I like a lot, but... that's not something I'm doing. I did Drop Dead Diva recently, and I'm trying to think of any. But Simpsons was the most fun. After all these years, to get to work with Julie Kavner was sensational.
All right, tell us about how you began. Whose part are you playing? The Simpsons, obviously, nobody shows up. It's just voices. You're doing a voice of one of the characters on The Simpsons. Is this a new character?
What they call a proctor of testing. People go around from school to school all over America, and they look at the level of the school, and if the school is really doing terrible, they're closing them, and which is not a good way to do things. And I'm playing her a little like a drill sergeant. And when I saw it, I didn't recognize myself. It's so funny. Everyone says, we just sound like Valerie Harper. But I just picked... one of those tough sergeants going from place to place and closing schools, and it turns out I think that Bart saves the school.
Bart saves the school.
Fluke, but yeah. it's a brand new show, and it's this the 13th is coming up.
All right. So the book is I, Rhoda. And Valerie Harper is a guest voice on The Simpsons this Sunday night at Fox, on Fox at 8 p.m. Valerie, we have a lousy connection, but we may be at least friends, and we got the essence of the conversation out. So,
Did you miss a lot?
No, it's okay. We got enough.
I know the radio guys like it to be really clean, which you should. That's your area.
That is. All right, Valerie. Thank you. Nice to chat with you.
Take care, honey. Yeah. Goodbye, Roberta. Bye, Jewel.
Bye, Valerie.
And good luck, girls, with this crazy business. Okay. And your husband. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
Oh, she cute.
She is. But it drives me nuts when we have these conversations. When you do tours like this, you got to be sure these people drive me nuts. And they really do, because they do such a horrible job of trying to connect you. I mean, the whole idea is to be able to hear what she's plugging, and you can't because they're out in left field someplace. All right, enough of a rant. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
On the Good Day program, her website is jewelk.com.
Jewelk.com.
Is there a J in there? Oh, wait a minute. Yes, there is.
And I'm on Cougars. No, I'm not on Cougars.
You're not on Cougars?
Cougar Town? Oh, yeah.
Hi.
I tried to make a joke and I missed it.
No, it's okay. For those of you who are just joining us, Jewel is the co-host of the program. We just had a conversation with Valerie Harper that went absolutely no place. Well, it was just one of those awkward realities that happen sometimes when you do real radio, live stuff. People, you know, everybody thinks that because you're doing something in some electronic media that there is perfection. That if it's a television show, it's perfect. The best shows were the old shows before you were born. Mm-hmm. Playhouse 90, for example, is an example of a show that was done live for a camera. It's where Shatner got his start. And a lot of the great actors, Leslie Nielsen, a lot of Canadians that came to America got started in what was called Playhouse 90. Mm. And they learned the trade extraordinarily well so they could handle anything. And unfortunately, a lot of the people today, I mean, can you imagine, well, I mean, I was going to take Charlie Sheen as an example, probably not a good example because, you know, he's most of the time extemporaneous stuff is probably what he likes doing the most. Mm-hmm. But people who are supposedly trained actors. Like you did this movie playing June Carter Cash that's going to be out, what, in another month or so?
You know, we don't know when it's coming out.
What's it called?
This year, The Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire. Mm-hmm. One of the great Johnny Cash songs.
And I got to transform. I had a brown wig, I had blue eyes and
really?
Prosthetic teeth. I had teeth just like hers. It was really fun.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How did the teeth work for you? Were you able
to talk pretty normal, yeah.
Really?
It freaked my husband out when he'd look at me with those teeth and he's like, it's just so weird. But I really transformed into her. I'll have to show you a picture. I'll dig one up.
Yeah, that would be cool. Here's one of the great testimonies to Roberta to technology. Jewel has been tweeting her fans while she's been here. Mm-hmm. She's using her iPhone, and you got an, what is that? You've got
a BlackBerry.
A BlackBerry. Well, my lady friend has a BlackBerry as well. She said she needs to come into the 20th century. But hello, where's the phone that I use? I have a regular phone. And so under the circumstances, you have a lot of people who are trying to get you to do a lot of things at the same time. Oh, my heavens. Wow.
If you Google me as June Carter Cash online, you'll see some pictures
right.
of me as her.
Google Jewel as June Carter Cash. That's very cool. Ring of Fire is the name of it. I look forward to that. Will people compare you? There's the movie that Reese Witherspoon mm-hmm. and Joaquin, was it Joaquin Phillips?
Yep, Joaquin.
Joaquin mm-hmm. Phillips, Joaquin
Phoenix
did. This is not the same story, though.
it's a story about her life. This one focuses on her, where the other one's a little more Johnny Cash oriented.
Right.
And this is really about her life as a, you know, her family's very famous. They sort of founded country music.
Right.
Her mom's a very famous guitar player.
Yeah.
And about her childhood and her side of being married to an addict and what that was like.
So this is a feather in your cap as far as acting is concerned, because this is an important role.
Only if I'm good. Yeah.
Well, but you are.
Otherwise it'll...
Do you remember, what do you have musically for 60 seconds, something from the movie? Do you remember you want to do something from the movie? Or
Gosh. You know, if you give me a few, like, on the next commercial break, I can think of some material. But, yeah, I can't think of anything from the movie.
What's a normal day like for you?
I wake up here at the ranch, get the baby up around 7, and then we go do chores. We feed the cows. Right now we're caking them and then hay every other day.
Caking them?
Yeah, we give them a sort of a nice, it's a pellet.
Like an alfalfa.
Cake. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's not alfalfa. It's a high protein. Yeah, it might be alfalfa.
Really?
I'm not really sure what
cows love bread, and they love sweets. Have you noticed cake? Pies. Oh, seriously.
Really?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people have go to supermarkets that have cattle and bring. We feed our cows pumpkins and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They love that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Squash.
Interesting.
I'm not kidding. They love that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You can find it around. We're talking farming with Jewel on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge. But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burps the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Like your music, and the three or four times, Michael, how many times have we had Jewel on
the program?
Okay. The three or four times, anyway, you've been on, and you always come across, I've been doing this for a long time, and so I'm pretty good at spotting a phony, and that's one of the reasons I like you, is because you aren't. You got a good story, a really important story, and maybe there's the familiarity of or similarity of backgrounds, that sort of thing. Jewel is with us, co-host of the program, because she lives here in Stephenville, Texas. We're at the radio station KTRL and KXTR, are both stations on the campus at Tarleton State University. Dr. Dominic DeCup. There it is. Dr. I found out what F. It's F. Dominic DiTavio. I'm not going to tell people what the F stands for. Now, I've known you for 10 or 11 years, and I didn't know last night what the F stood for, which is kind of fun. If you Google...
Closely guarded secret.
Well, he's also... his family is very much from the old country. Mm-hmm. I had some... Maybe we ought to get you to give her one of those bottles of Otavia pressed olive oil from the old country. Yeah, it's great stuff. Mm. You must use that. How much do you cook yourself? Everything at home? You cook for your husband? Your 18?
I have a friend that I met in Alaska when I was 14. He lives in Louisiana. When I had the baby, he came here and cooked for me while the baby was a newborn, and he hasn't left. He's still cooking, and it's amazing.
Really?
I haven't cooked in a year and a half.
Really?
And I love it.
You love to cook, or you love having Cody cook for you?
I love cooking, but his cooking's
much better.
Genius.
Yeah.
And then I get to hang out with my baby.
Oh, there you go. That's the important thing. What do you do? The baby come with you when you're traveling?
I didn't travel for a year and a half, and then I've just started traveling, and he's coming with me now.
He is.
And I've been
How is that?
Around. It's awesome. It's made life so much better.
Do people want to see you with him on stage, or do you want to keep him away from what you do?
Oh, gosh, I haven't toured. I mean, I doubt I'd bring him on stage, but he's going to come with me on this little tour. I have a little crib set up on the tour bus.
Really?
Yeah.
So you take a bus rather than flying. You're going to go, it'd be close enough so you go 300 miles a day from one city to the next.
Yeah, I do odd touring. I'll do 20 shows in 20 days.
Really?
I'll knock out a region every single night. So I'll put the baby down at 7, and I go on stage at 8, and I get the baby up at 6, and...
Yeah.
And he sleeps all through the night?
He sleeps 12 hours a night, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
cool?
goodness. What drugs are you giving him?
I know.
Roberta is here. Jewel is here. Doug is here. In a minute, we're going to meet a gentleman that I kind of want you to take his temperature. I want him to listen. J.Q. Maher is here, who helps us a lot with our sort of spiritual reality on Good Day and the brain connection to the rest of our life, the mind, body, soul, spirit thing. I want him to hear you sing something. You have decided to sing what? What do you
want
to sing for?
Well, if you guys want, I know you guys were talking about maybe wanting an exclusive song, and I have a Greatest Hits coming out.
The Greatest Hits CD is coming out this spring?
Soon.
Pretty soon?
The date. I'm an idiot for
you're
not knowing it.
No, you're not an
Google
idiot.
Google my Greatest Hits, people.
Google.
It's coming out really
Jewel's
soon.
Greatest Hits.
But I have three new
Your
songs.
Your face turned red.
I know, I got embarrassed. I'm so unprofessional.
No, well, it's okay. That shows that you're real, much as anything else.
And I wrote a new song for it, and this is a song. Hey, would you mind helping this not
you
go
could be
dark?
The prop man, darling.
I don't know the lyrics, and then if you'll scroll with me.
Okay. By the way, the people in Tiffin are listening to this on TTF.
So this is a brand new song. I've never sung it out ever anywhere.
Really?
Nobody's heard it.
All right, here we go.
And I'm going to mess it up a lot.
No, you're not.
Disclaimer.
You're
going to
be fine.
You're the ship. I'm the wreck. You're the bomb. I'm the dick. You're the pause before the fall. I'm the crash that follows it all. We are one. We are whole. We are one whole dying soul. We're the crash, the burn, the dream that turns from ecstasy to aching. We are hearts breaking. You're the blink, I'm the eye. You're the shiver, I'm the knife. You're the crunch, I'm the break. You're the emptiness I make. We are one, we are whole, we are one whole dying soul. Crash, the burn, the dream that turns from ecstasy to aching. We are the sound of two hearts breaking. I'm dry, heaving tears from crying all these years, and I know this is your nightmare true. I never wanted this for you, but I'm the teeth, you're the heart, and together we're the stars of the inhale and the scream. You're the not waking, I'm the not dreaming. We are burn, the dream that turns from ecstasy to aching. We are the sound of we are the sound of two hearts breaking.
It was special. Yeah. We found out that February 5th.
Thank you. I need you guys
that's
around
from your
me
website.
All the time. I had a very overqualified assistant on my lyrics.
Yeah. Right. The president of Charleston State was in charge of lyrics. They would give credit. Right? We'll put it up. That's the first time you performed that publicly anywhere.
Yeah, and as evidenced by my guitar player.
No, it was wonderful. Great. So we have a first here on Good Day.
And I think a spiritual guider would tell me that was a very dark place I was in.
No, I want you to, but I do want to talk with him in a second. Hold on a minute. Jewel is with us, and also Dr. Jay is going to join us in just a few minutes with kind of a nice conflagration of energy I'm expecting here on Good Day. It's 20 before the hour.
Because Susan switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. it doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to GEICO, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Election Day, November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence and replaced it with President Obama's Declaration of Dependence upon ever bigger government, higher taxes, etc. Now, what should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the value of the dollar continues to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help you prepare for the largest confiscation of wealth history coming in the next 4 years. Call 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of this book, 800-289-2646. Again, toll free, 800-289-2646.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Okay, we've just been laughing at the lack of commercials on the program today, and it's all right, but I think I'm going to have Jewel. This is another first.
Yes,
you're
going to really
tweet your, all of your fans and tell them about...
Yes.
All right, everybody listen.
When, all right, so here we go. Okay, I'm going to put your name in here instead of mine.
No, well, you can
okay, a lot of you folks listening want to look young, because all of us do, except you can't do that if you have stained yellow teeth. Now, Doug has tried a lot of products, because, you know, he drinks coffee and tea and it stains teeth.
I don't actually do any of those things. I always point it to somebody. You don't either do it.
I don't.
Right? No, neither of us do. That's okay. Go ahead. For the sake of the ad.
I'm going to do it in first person, then. And okay. I don't like those whitening strips and trays, because I get too sensitive, which is true. I do have sensitive teeth. Plus, they stay up. You know, you have to stay awake an hour to have them work. So the solution to yellow stained teeth, it's Power Swabs, which sounds like, I'm not going to say it because I'm going to get you paid less money if I do this.
It's okay.
And it works in 5 minutes. Just swab your teeth for 2 minutes and coffee, tea, smoking stains start to disappear. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs work on natural teeth as well as bonding veneers, caps, and crowns. So get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-865-7602. That's 1-800-865-7602. Call today. Get a free 1 month supply of mouthwash and toothpaste. Power Swabs, clinically proven to whiten your smile in 5 minutes, so try it today risk-free. 1-800-865-7602. 1-800-865-7602.
All right, how's that? Everybody's going to go get power swabs now.
My fans are going to be tweeting me with hate mail soon.
Really?
Shortly.
Oh, no, I can't have that. All right, so Dr. Jay Kumar is here. If you go to his website, Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, drjkumar.com, you find the connection to what we all need to connect to, and that is how our brains work, the mind, body, spirit. So music, Jewel being here, sort of brings me around, Jay, to wondering about music and the connection to the music and how it really, whether we appreciate music or not, it really speaks to the inner part of ourselves. There's something about music when it hits our brain that, whether we recognize it or not, does special things for us, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Jewel, I'm so great to have you. We were on the show together today. Your song was just beautiful. And the lyric that you said, "We are one, we are whole," just really moved me, because that really is everything that I advocate in my teachings to my students and to everyone. And everything is energy. Our brain is energy, and our hearts are energy. Everything's interconnected. And music is actually the most beautiful way to transform your brain, because it goes directly into your emotional center of your brain. In fact, music has been shown to actually predate human language. And so when we communicate through song and through what Doug and I refer to as LSD, laughing, singing, and dancing, it really rewires your brain and stimulates positive emotions and really enables you to experience a deeper sense of wholeness and oneness in your life.
Yeah.
I agree. It has healed me for sure.
Music has.
Mm-hmm.
Healed you from?
Oh, I had a tough childhood. My dad and I, I'm thankful my dad took us, you know, and we didn't end up in foster care. My mom left us.
Do you know where your mom, do you ever have any connection to your mother?
Well, she did come back when I got famous, which is another sad story to be expected.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But music really, you know, I was and I moved out when I was 15. You don't do that because you're happy at home. So, and then I was homeless when I was 18 because I had a boss hit on me and I wouldn't sleep with him and he fired me and I couldn't pay for my rent and had bad kidneys and the car I was living in got stolen and I was homeless for a year.
There's a song or two or three or four.
I started writing to make myself feel better at a young age, and I tried to be honest and keep track of myself, and it's transformed my life. And, you know, looking back at what I was writing, I realized I'm really negative and I'm afraid, and all I'm doing is creating and recreating
thinking.
And recycling that fear and that negativity, and I'm looking for bad things. I'm expecting bad things to happen instead of looking for good things to happen. And so I had to really, for me, I pretended there was a light switch in my brain, and I would flip it every time I got scared, and I'd say, "You're actually excited. Go
did you do that on your own, or did you have somebody help you?
No, I just did it on my own, just pure survival. It was that or, you know, really succumb. I was in a dangerous position.
It sounds like, Julie, your music really enabled you to cope with all the trauma that you experienced in your early childhood.
It did, and, you know, I grew up singing in bars, and I saw people use drugs and alcohol, and I saw that it didn't work. You never escape your problems. They only build up until they become so insurmountable that at some point those people feel like committing suicide. And I saw that. I saw that firsthand, people feeling like that was the only option left for them, a lifelong of abuse of drugs and alcohol. And so I really committed to not using drugs, and music became my release. It would release the pressure enough that I could get through another day or relieve my anxiety enough to function.
Yeah, when
go ahead.
I love talking about, you know, to Doug and everyone here on the show, is that we actually find in neuroscience there's a distinction between what we call in the brain between short-term versus long-term happiness. And short-term happiness is like fueled by drugs, alcohol, addictive, you know, behaviors can fuel our short-term happiness or satiate our short-term happiness. But what we call the drug of choice, LSD, laughing, singing and dancing, rejoicing and just celebrating life, those are actually aspects and behaviors that actually cultivate what we call in neuroscience long-term happiness that are ingrained into who we are. And I think you're a living example of that, Jewel.
Well, I think people don't realize, you know, I wasn't taught to be happy as a child, and it's a learned skill. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's not a bird that lands on your shoulder and you suddenly find happiness. You have to invest in it, like building a house. And, you know, what you're saying with laughing, singing, dancing, or for me, writing, and, you know, you have to focus on what kind of life you want, and it's building and investing in that happiness. But it's a long-term investment.
All right, we only have about 30 seconds left. One of the things the two of you have in common is you're wonderfully good at using Facebook and Twitter. Both you and Jay have thousands, tens of thousands of people that follow you, and I think that's something also that is it's a great skill to have. So people can check Dr. Jay out at jkumar, K-U-M-A-R.com, and certainly Jewel, jewelJK.com. You'll be back again.
I would love it.
That would be cool. Thank you. Thank you for being here. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Flu, it's spreading coast to coast, but not too late to get a vaccine. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Sure, it's cold and flu season. We are all well aware of that. And each year at this time, there are calls made to workplaces everywhere that sound like this.
Yeah, could somebody tell the boss I just can't make it in today?
No. Sounds like that guy's got the flu.
Oh, well,
and this is no laughing matter. In recent days, we've heard from an array of federal health officials telling us that 41 states across the country have reported cases of the flu, 29 states with high or severe levels of influenza. No state has been hit harder than Massachusetts. Kevin Cranston is the director of the State Department of Public Health's Bureau of Infectious Disease in Massachusetts.
The strains of flu that people are presenting with is quite severe, and then we're seeing rates of hospitalization higher, certainly higher than the last 2 years.
Cranston says this flu season in Massachusetts is more than just severe. It's deadly.
We've seen 18 deaths reported to us so far this season, predominantly, overwhelmingly amongst oldest individuals.
Cranston emphasizes for those who are not ill, it is not too late to get a flu shot. In Boston, Mayor Thomas Menino has declared a public health emergency because of the flu outbreak in his city, and he's making free flu shots available. Hospitals there are overwhelmed. Emergency rooms are filled. Doctors in Chicago say they are running out of testing supplies with double last year's patient load. One more note, if you have the flu and are in danger of spreading it, a whole bunch of people could find out about it. There's a new Facebook application that may help users find out who has the flu. The app is called Help I Have the Flu, and it allows Facebook users to make a determination based on status updates. Users can notify friends that they have the potential to infect other people, and your friends will be only too happy to spread the word. What are Facebook friends for, right? Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
On Wall Street, after 2 days of losses, stocks returned to positive territory yesterday. The Dow up 62 points, closing at 13,391. S&P with a 4-point gain. NASDAQ up by 14. Crude oil prices fell 5 cents a barrel, finishing at $93.10. And finally, the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. The votes are in. The announcement of who is in the class of 2013 was made yesterday by Hall of Fame President Jeff Idelson.
For only the 8th time since voting began in 1936, the voting membership did not elect anyone to Cooperstown.
That's right, nobody gets in, and that includes these former players on the ballot for the first time. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa. Fairly obvious why the baseball writers didn't cast enough ballots for those three, considering what we know they did during their careers. But even Mike Piazza, possibly the greatest hitting catcher of all time, who's never been directly or indirectly linked to performance-enhancing substances, failed to get enough votes for induction. Fan reaction to the Bonds, Clemens, and Sosa voting?
They cheated. They deserve not to get in.
The writers are sending a message to the fans.
A message heard loud and clear by those players. In normal circumstances, we would want to hear from those former stars about not getting the votes needed to become Hall of Famers. But in at least 2 cases, what they said to Congress years ago is all we need to hear. Roger Clemens, you first.
Let me be clear. I've never taken steroids or HGH.
That's your story, Rog. You stick to it. Let's not forget Mark McGwire, who received less than 17% of the baseball writers' vote this time around. Here's what Big Mac had to say to Congress when they asked him about steroids in 2005.
Now, Mr. McGwire, would you like to comment on that?
I'm not here to discuss the past. I'm here to be positive about this.
Yes, Mr. McGwire, could you please tell us what you had for breakfast this morning?
I'm not here to discuss the past. I'm here to be positive about this.
All right, let me try this one. Mr. McGwire, where were you 10 minutes ago?
I'm not here to discuss the past. I'm here to be positive
about this. We got it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.